When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Hi, talkers. Monday, 4 o'clock. I know we're past the nice, long Thanksgiving weekend, but Christmas is just around the corner, so more days are coming up ahead. But until we get to that, Lori and Julia are here to hang out with you guys for the next day, weeks. Who knows? We've got time, right, guys? We got plenty of time.
It's not even December yet.
I know it.
But Christmas will be here like you don't... It'll be faster than you know.
I can't tell you how happy I was to... be a shopping ninja this weekend. I don't know what I bought. I had bags and bags and bags of things in my car. There were so many good deals, and I did have a list.
You did?
I did have a list. I went off the list. I get easily distracted.
Yes.
But I only bought myself one thing.
That is a very good outing.
Yeah.
Okay, one bag of things.
Let's back the truck up.
I'm jealous.
One small bag. But it felt good to get some.
I love it on yours when I have the kids done by now. You know, I just.
And I'm going to Seattle this year. And I haven't been. And I've got I try and get everyone a little something. And I've got a lot of girls. And JCPenney had some of the best fashion jewelry kind of fun stuff. They had some really nice
sale. It's
treasures.
Cyber Monday right now if people want to take advantage of that too.
You know what the ladies at JCPenney told me? And they said almost everybody has had their quote-unquote Black Friday, Cyber Monday things started 3 weeks ago.
They are
trying to motivate the consumer because of what's going on with the economy and everything. And they're just being, motivating you with incentives and getting good deals.
And why not?
Yeah. So spread out the shopping. But I have to say that this weekend I felt so bad learning the unexpected news of Irene Cara dying at the age of 63. She was... the Oscar winner, you guys, who did it all. She sang, danced, acted, wrote, produced, played musical instruments, brought charisma, and she died at her home in Miami this weekend. Her publicist, this might be one of the more honest things we've ever seen a publicist write. This is the absolute worst part of being a publicist. I can't believe I have to write this, let alone release it. Share your thoughts and memories of Irene. She has passed away today, and she'll be smiling.
Do we know what she died of?
Don't know. A lot of people were paying tribute, and let's play. Okay, so first of all, her career, people might remember her. There was a movie called Sparkle.
Yes, I remember.
Remember that?
Yes.
And she was in it, and then Fame was the movie that really set her out. And the part that she played, Coco Hernandez, it was just supposed to be a dancer only.
Okay.
But when producers heard her sing, they were like, okay, Coco's going to have more of a part. And she sang, Fame, the title song, Out Here on My Own, Irene Cara sings. And those songs and her performance, they were both nominated for Best Original Song Oscar, with Fame winning the award. And Irene Cara at the 1981 Oscars performed both those songs, you guys.
Isn't that wild?
And a few years after Fame made Irene a star, and she's the youngest of five kids. Aww. And her father was Puerto Rican, and her mom was Cuban.
Wow.
When she was three, she performed in Little Miss America beauty pageant.
She's beautiful.
Yeah, she taught herself how to play piano by ear and started taking dance lessons at five. And she started on Spanish language TV. She was on a soap opera called Love of Life. She was on the Short Circus Band and the Electric Company when she was young.
I loved the Electric Company. We're going to move on now.
And so her big break was at 17 playing the title role in Sparkle. I think a lot of young gay eyeballs were glued to that show.
Yes, I would agree with you.
And so after Fame in 1981, that made her a star. She struck gold again with Flashdance. And she was asked in 83, she'd already released her first album called Anyone Can See. And she was working hard on her second when Paramount Pictures asked her to sing a song for Flashdance. She said she would do it, but only if she could help write the song.
Oh, wow.
They agreed. She worked with legendary composer Giorgio Moroder and songwriter Keith Forsey. They were shown the final dance scene of Flashdance, and in the car ride home from the screening at the recording studio, she came up with the song's lyrics, Flashdance, What a Feeling, which spent 6 weeks on the Billboard
Hot
number one. It won two Grammys for Irene, the Oscar for Best Original Song. So she won two.
Wow.
And it also became, you know, the number one song because little kids and theater kids were performing it for their parents all around. So if we can just hear a little of that song. Just kind of tragic, though. What happens to her is that then she works with Giorgio on her second album called What a Feeling. You know, taking advantage of being an Oscar winner. And then she was in City Heat with Clint Eastwood and Burt Reynolds.
Oh.
And around that time, after that movie, her career stalled. There were rumors about drugs, but she said it was part of a smear campaign to destroy her career after she filed a lawsuit against her record label for unpaid royalties for the Flashdance soundtrack.
Okay.
And then she won almost $2 million.
Good.
And but she said she was shut out. She was smeared out, blacklisted, and had trouble getting cast because she dared ask for her money. I just think it's so sad. And in 1999, she had an all-female band called Hot Caramel.
I like the name.
Yeah.
Me too.
And they released one album, and she was on a couple of reality shows, Gone Country and Hit Me Baby One More Time. And Debbie Allen and Jennifer Beals and a lot of people, you know, were paying tribute to her. And for she was the first, you know, brown woman, Hispanic looking, you know, somebody Latino people had ever seen.
Yeah.
On, you know, and she's playing these iconic, beautiful, and then she can really literally do it all.
I loved her in that. I thought she was so gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You kind of wanted to be her. She was so beautiful. She could sing and dance. I mean, does anyone want to do?
And like at that, you can look at her performance at the Oscars in 1981. So when she does Fame, not only is she singing it, but she's dancing.
I love that.
And then she sings the other song. And so she had three top 10 hits, Breakdance, Out Here on My Own, Fame, and Flashdance, What a Feeling. And she was behind a lot of joyful, high energy pop songs of the 80s. And so anyway, a lot of people were just remembering her. And she also toured in the Jesus Christ Superstar. She'd get hired
in a touring production.
But she just said her career was never the same after she dared sue for her rightful money.
God forbid she spoke up for herself.
Yeah. But
that's terrible.
Yeah. Anyway, so Sparkle from the Sky, Irene. All right, listen, we'll be right back with random thoughts.
So Sparkle from the Sky, Irene.
63, and then just knowing that why did she disappear? Not of her own choice, you know?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Hard to hear.
Julia's random thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is.
Okay, so here are a couple things to put on the calendar, people, okay? So we just got the big notice for Tina Turner musical is coming to Minneapolis for a 2-week engagement.
She just had a birthday on Saturday.
She did.
I think she
had a birthday on Saturday?
Yeah, I think she's like 87.
Oh, wow.
Are you kidding me?
No, 83.
Okay, thank you. Because 7 seems older than my mom, and I just can't believe that's true.
Yeah.
Okay, but so this is supposed to the Tina Turner musical was a huge hit on Broadway.
Yes, it was.
It's coming for 2 weeks. Tickets are going on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. And if that'd be a great holiday gift.
Tina Turner, the musical. So I just want to give that a shout out because those
and
will sell
out. And where is it at again?
The Orpheum.
Orpheum.
And then this weekend, Beauty and the Beast starts at the Orpheum. And Lori and I are going to go check it out on Saturday.
See,
and
Michael Rambo is in it.
Can't wait.
Really?
Yes. Is he Lumiere?
I can't remember, Lori.
Oh, that's cool.
Who can say?
Yeah, who can say?
Who can say? Now, did you hear about this guy, the Thanksgiving Miracle? The 28-year-old guy fell off a Carnival cruise ship.
Oh, yeah, this story.
In the Gulf of Mexico. Oh, I didn't know about this story until today. I'm just dying that he was in the water for 15 hours.
It's a miracle that he was found because that's a lot of water and you don't look like anything. But this is...
Oh, it's
this
been.
This has been on the news. Oh,
I haven't watched it once. Grant, were you familiar with it?
I actually did not know about it.
Neither did I.
No.
So you knew.
My dad has the news on. Oh. He's got the TV on. Ugh. If he's home, it's on. Okay. So I'm very up to date with this type
of
stories.
I'm just going to tell you, he was.
Yeah. I'd rather tell you. Have you tell me the other story that didn't get very much attention that really should.
Oh, Winston. The bully dog.
Winston.
Oh, okay, we have a new winner.
The dog show.
Oh, yes.
Yes, we have a new winner, and it's right in front of me, Lori, but I can't find it.
The first time ever a French bulldog won best in show. And his name is Winston, and he's a blonde bully dog français.
Oh, he's so cute.
And the Philadelphia dog show is the most watched dog show. It's on...
Right after Macy's Thanksgiving.
Yes, Thanksgiving parade.
Because I saw Melinda Jacobs got a picture with John Peterman, and I feel like he's one of the judges.
Oh, Lori.
Didn't he come on our show?
Because he's a pet. At the state fair. Was here in studio. He has pet products.
Yes, but it's because of his association, or maybe he's the announcer of the show. I don't really know. But
I feel like he would be a beautiful announcer.
I feel like Best in Show is a spoof of that show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 100%. Yeah, I always thought it was the Westminster.
Same. Westminster. I didn't know
but it's
it was
the Philadelphia. I did not know that at all.
Winston. All right. But I mean, how has a French bulldog not won that? They're so
cute.
Spunky and
I
cute.
Have to admit, I was taken aback on the sourdough trail in Bozeman.
Did you see some Bozeman or little bully dogs?
One. I've never, ever, because it's a lot of work. It's straight, you know, you go up. It's up 10, down 10. We only cross country up 2, down 2. But I saw a bully out there, and I'm like, that's a huge.
That's a lot of work for
a dog. That's what I thought.
They don't breathe
very
well.
They're
strong, but they have a lot of breathing problems.
That's what I thought, Grant. I've never seen one on,
But it's cold, so it's different, but I wouldn't, I don't know. I don't know if I would take
my
friend.
Was he on skis, this little bulldog?
No, he was just walking, and I'm chilling.
I'd love to see a French bulldog and little cross country.
No, wouldn't that be or on a sled?
Or there's a lot of French bulldogs like in Venice Beach that will skateboard. You can see them.
Yes, I've seen that.
Yeah,
and the English bulldogs. Yes,
well, since we're talking about pets, here's the deal with pets. So your sister-in-law, she has Hank, who is a miniature Labradoodle.
Oh, he's
love
so cute.
Name. Hank, I love it.
Oh, he's darling. Except last night when it was snowing so bad and I was out with a little light on my cap. And I was taking Hank out for a walk, and a minivan came by. And Hank chased that van into the driveway, and I just kept thinking, I'm screaming, thinking, they're going to run over you. They can't see you. There's so much snow. You know, I just went crazy because I didn't have a leash. But anyway, this life is better with pets. Now, Grant, I know you'll agree with this. Mm-hmm. 80% of respondents to this new survey said their pet has made them a better person.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It's helped them become more social because it gets them out of their house. They have to walk them, and everyone wants to talk when you have pets.
I hate that.
I have this with Casey. Everybody wants to talk to
him. Everyone wants to pet
him. Everybody wants to play with them.
So there you go. He's made you a better person.
Yeah, he's maybe, and he just, you know, and I have to say this, too, because he's like his... If you get a pet, I'll know our marriage is over. Our relationship is over.
He has a thing.
Yeah, he doesn't want to share me, Grant.
So it
is a good thing that so many people want to pet him, play with him.
Right. You have your own buoy.
Anyway, I said if anything happened to you, I'd probably have to just get a French bulldog and name him Casey.
There you go.
The biggest, I'd be so devastated.
The biggest thing, I love that. Do you have to like make sure that he eats at the right time and goes to the bathroom too?
Oh, that's Casey.
I mean, he really does have regular issues. Yeah, I mean, he's him. He's on a time clock.
I hope he's not in his car right now.
No, he's not, but he's a well-timed man.
Yes, he is a well-timed
man. He's a well-timed man.
Regiment. That's, he's got a regiment.
Yeah. He really does.
You know, everyone eventually, I swear, every man becomes that way.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
A well-timed man.
I'm already getting there.
Mine isn't there yet.
Yeah.
No, we're not.
But when you, to your point, they do make you better people because it just gives you responsibility. When you want to go out with your friends.
So do children.
Yeah. Or even in your 20s, you know, like if you got a dog in your 20s and like you got to go out with your friends, but it's like, I got to come back to let my dog out. I can't sleep over at this person's house.
I never got an animal.
Hey, you know.
Or wanted really to have kids.
But
the thought is daunting.
Kids make you better.
Yeah.
It's daunting.
Kids make you way better.
It does make you, because I always was kind of impressed with college friends that own dogs.
Yeah.
So I was like, you're so responsible.
See, I had a dog in college.
That was too early for me. I did not. I was always the guy.
I couldn't count on when I would be home, let alone having to be home at a certain time.
I couldn't count on what college I would be in at the time. Right. I transferred a lot.
We had a house dog, but I was the one that always made it home to make sure
that
he could get home and he could get fed and let out. But yeah, we had a house dog.
Okay, the concept of a house dog.
Yeah.
Fraternities and stuff like that. Wow.
Okay, so there is a movie that was filmed in Duluth that is streaming right now on Hulu that one of our listeners sent us, Mary Kiss Cam.
The whole thing was filmed in Duluth. We have to watch it.
I know.
That's awesome.
Here's what she said. It's a movie set in Minnesota, and it's hockey, and it's at the holidays. And it's really not like a Christmas movie, but on Decider, they said stream it or skip it. Mary Kiss Cam on Hulu, a warm, predictable hockey-themed Christmas rom-com. And they said, stream it.
Mm-hmm.
Watch it.
And the whole thing was filmed in Duluth, like last winter.
Yeah, and the team is the Bulldogs, and that's the UMD team, and it was all filmed there. And and so anyway, if people want to watch a little Minnesota cheer.
And it's having just spent 4 days in Duluth, it is so pretty.
It really is.
My dad lives up on the hill, and a lot of my friends live going down the hill, as they say. And I mean, every single day, I just had a sunny, beautiful view of the aerial lift bridge. And
you feel like you're in a different city.
You really do.
It's like an ocean because you can't see the other side.
And that's why I always love skiing at Spirit Mountain, because it's a pretty view. Pretty view.
Not my place.
Yeah.
You don't like Spirit?
Mm-hmm. I love Spirit Mountain.
Oh, that's my favorite place.
Up and down.
Up and down.
But not as much as Buck Hill. But it is pretty to ski.
No, I'm an Afton girl.
Yeah.
I love the back trails of Afton. Mm-hmm.
No, I like Afton.
I love Afton.
We've had too many bad incidents there.
Oh, a little story off the air, maybe.
No, it's just weather related.
There's a lot of trees. And
no, there was ice.
There's ice there.
I don't like the conditions for me, personally.
Gandy is always icy. Still remember the name of the one.
And that's the hard one that you want to ski.
Yeah.
So it's like, you just bring your skates.
It's not always. You had one bad experience, Julia. I can't believe you're being a skiing baby. That's not like you.
All right.
Why?
There we go. All right.
This is for Don.
Hi,
it's your birthday today. You know who you are. Joey sent us a note. We're just saying hey.
Hey.
And tomorrow we'll be saying hey because we get a bunch of regulars that usually come to the Chanhassen Dinner Theater for our Santa Stop. Broadcast, and bring unwrapped gifts, and we'll be there, and we'll.
It's always fun. They always put out a spread. They always have drink specials. We love
It'll be fun.
Yeah.
We can't wait.
And we're talking to a really great author who wrote this book called The Widow, which is just a real, real mystery thriller with a political twist. And then Ginger Commodore is going to be on our show. She's got a show out at The Chan. So anyway, so sometimes Joey and Don stop by. Usually, you know, we have our other friends that see us, you know, Deb.
I know, we have regulars sometimes.
Yeah, we have regulars.
It's
We've been
funny.
Out there so long, we've never had the lady who yelled at us about stop saying your prince's friend on the red carpet. She's only come that one time.
And I was late. And now I was flying in for the husband again.
Yeah.
Yes, I was.
Donnie and I were just sitting there and we were just cracking up. It was so funny. We were in the fireside lounge. I don't know where we are tomorrow for this. Sometimes we're downstairs in Stevie Ray's and sometimes we're up in the fireside.
I don't know where we're going to be.
Either way, we always like it. We get hungry at like 4, 4:30. And
it's
then
so
have
fun having
good hors d'oeuvres.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
No, I'm hungry right now.
The ultimate hungry, though, I did the weekly dish this weekend. I helped out with their show and they did their Thanksgiving leftover show. The whole time. That show runs from like 9 to 11. I was in here just dying. I was so hungry.
Oh, no.
Because they're talking about all the good things you can do with your leftovers. Stephanie brought up a pumpkin pie milkshake. You just take your whole pie and just blend it all up and throw some spices and herbs in there. And she said it's amazing.
You know what? It probably is. It's what I should have done with the banana cream pie that I made with for my dad.
Yes. How, did he love
which
it?
Which was a disaster.
Oh, no, it wasn't.
It was not. Even though I let it
sit?
It was assembly pie, but I baked the graham cracker Keebler crust that
you
I bought
did
at
not.
Lunch. Well, you bake it. You add an egg white.
Oh, you took... Okay.
You do it if you want to make it seem like homemade.
Okay.
You know, so you bake it for like... So I did that, you know, and then I wondered if there was too much egg in it, and then I tried sliding it out and then part of
what happened? Did your pudding not...
I put too much pudding in.
Okay.
One package of pudding, no whipped cream, you know, because I over pudding the pie, as it were.
So
and basically, it was pudding with, you know, crunched up graham cracker, and it just was too much for the filling.
Sure.
It just, like, I thought more is more, like a Christmas tree.
Yeah, the ratio.
More is more. It was, I got the ratio all out of whack.
Is more like a Christmas tree.
And you know, I said to my dad, I'm sorry, I should have just brought up the banana pudding. And he said, yeah, you're right. You should have.
Okay. That's so funny.
So I'm going to try again at Christmas.
Yeah, don't give up.
Just do the one and don't tilt. Don't worry about the egg getting eggy on the crust or whatever. Cause then you're, I even drizzled caramel on the bananas on the first layer.
It sounds so good.
Well, you did layers in a banana?
Well, you put the bananas down on the crust and then you put the pudding in.
Oh, you're so funny.
But I over-pudding the pie.
We made a cherry. We made an apple.
Yeah.
I
think that's hysterical.
That's a great line.
But I could see
how someone could say, let's just put this crap in the blender. Yeah. It probably would have been an amazing banana malt.
I kind of would love it with the graham cracker crunchies in it. Oh. I mean, like, I'm all for that right now.
Drizzle that on top.
I'm starving.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, I'm starving.
I have a little
clementine. All right. Thank you. Lori gives me one of these every day. Julia,
well,
this will make you feel better.
Julia,
you need vitamin C.
It is. It's a burst.
My sister, Julia, you need probiotics.
Yeah.
Julia, you get that hack too much. You need probiotics.
Oh. Well, you are still hacking.
Go see a naturalist. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
You've had that thing for like 3 weeks.
Yeah. It's been.
Did you infect people out
probably.
There?
Yeah. Probably. My sister was on the couch not moving last night. Oh, My other sister didn't leave her bed for 3 days.
Oh,
so
no.
I don't know.
I don't think
Thank you, Gran.
You have a habit of doing this. You bring sickness. You're Typhoid Sally at Thanksgiving. It's a well-known family.
I was sick when I went for the graduation parties.
Yeah, no. It's well known. Known that you come out there and you hack and you're sick.
You love it that I'm Typhoid Mary.
Yeah.
I don't think you had that far too
I've
long.
I've had it
to
for 2 weeks
them.
Before I even so, got
no, but
there.
The family history, it's people laugh. They don't even care. No one tells you not to come, even though you're Typhoid Julia.
No, because I'm a helper.
But they also know that that's just the price that they pay. Yeah, for you to
come. I love you, Lori.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We might get sick, but she's
okay,
so
let me just
fun.
Tell you the drama. All right, let me tell you the kitchen drama on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Can I tell you real quick?
Sure.
Okay, so we talked about this last week when people ask, what can I bring?
Oh, yeah.
And you tell them,
nothing or specific.
Or specific. And when someone says nothing, if you still feel the need, bring them a bottle of wine. Right. Bring them
a candle.
Bring them some great dish towels. Okay?
Yeah. Yep.
So we told people, there was people who had a job. My sister, she had two jobs, cranberries and salad. But then everybody else, someone was bringing appetizers. Don't expect to use an oven. There's only one. But then a nephew, who is a chefy, decided that he wanted to make these au gratin potatoes that were good. Doesn't matter. But he needed a burner. Mm-hmm. And he needed to do it right when we're using the burner, making the gravy, we're mashing the potatoes, and he needed a burner. And he's like,
shame.
Yeah, that's... And he's like, I'll just wait. And I said, well, there's not any time because now the turkey's coming out. Yes. I mean, my sister and I finally timed the machine.
We have right
four burners, one oven.
Yes.
People brought the green beans in too big of a dish to put in the microwaves for transferring things. Uh-huh. I mean, and it's just timing. And I said, what? I said, this isn't working right now to this young man who I know.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, why? What's up? It's all good. I'm dripping with sweat because he's frying it in grease.
Oh, gosh.
And I'm just like, I said, you know, this is not working. And I kept saying, what am I not getting here from my delivery? Because I'm trying to be nice because it's my sister's nephew.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I'm dripping.
Did you finally just tell him, get the hell out of the kitchen?
No. And he's like, I'll just go on the back burner. And my sister and I are just like, what is this kid not getting?
Yeah.
No. And so, and he's just like, oh, it's all good. And we've got grease flying. It's 200 degrees.
Get the hell out.
We're shot. And I'm like, this isn't okay. Oh, everything's good. Nope. Chill. And I'm just like,
Right.
And well, the first thing he came in and took the gin out of the liquor cabinet and said, you don't mind if I have this? And I just stare. I was just...
Well, I'm sorry you girls were not able to be assertive enough to kick him out.
I was, and I kept saying,
but you didn't kick him out.
She tried to.
I tried to be so nice because it's not my nephew, and I didn't want to burn bridges.
But you need to someday, because he's your sister's nephew. You could have physically just guided him.
There was no guiding because he wouldn't listen to no.
I would have found his father and said,
"Oh no, his dad was doing other things." So I'm just saying, if other people had those experiences, when people say no,
listen to them,
and to use a burner, how dare they?
Yeah,
timing.
I was going crazy. Yeah.
Well, Casey was given green bean casserole, and I decided, you know, I'm going to get the fresh green beans.
I'm going to try and do it nice,
you know, and it needs to be a double order. But Casey kept going, why can't you just make that in the crock pot? And I said, no, it doesn't. I'm making this earthenware pot, the cooking thing, that stays hot as hell.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so when you bring it there.
So when you bring it, it's warm. Yep. It's ready to go. I said, just wrap it in a towel and put it in a small...
box or whatever.
No, laundry basket.
Laundry basket, okay.
And I said, and don't transfer it to a crock pot. There's nowhere for a plug to go.
No.
This is just, don't take the lid off till you're ready.
Right.
And he could not get it through his head that like the earthenware.
Stays hot.
Crockery with a strong lid that, you know, I got like from some art. It's nice stuff.
Yeah.
I think I got it for a wedding gift, maybe for number one even. But I've always loved it because it just keeps anything I make in it warm, au gratins or macaroni or something like that. And, you know, he said, John was so happy that I didn't need the stove for anything.
Of course. And then this boy with his potatoes that he's frying on the Then he puts this really expensive platter, my sister, that's not oven safe.
Oh, no.
In the oven.
Oh, no.
And we're just... It really, Lori, you would have died. You
was
know
that
what?
His mother in the kitchen with him? Or was
no, his mom wasn't here.
His
mom is their divorce. Yeah.
Okay, so there was no mom there. Okay, got it.
I was trying to be...
Be the mom. I thought his mom was alongside
you. Oh, no, he's an older person. This is a 30-something-year-old.
Oh, God.
That wouldn't listen to reason.
He's just... Oh. What a horrible boyfriend to have.
Yeah,
well, he's single.
I can see why.
Yeah.
This is a good example.
And well, here's the dad's response. He's a chef, you know.
I don't care.
It was just so classic, and we were just sitting there.
If he's a chef, then he'd understand that the two co-chefs would like him to move out of the kitchen.
Maybe
you should have said to him, chef, as one chef to another and someone who watched
the
bear.
Get
the bleep out.
I wish I said it in so many ways, and I couldn't believe that it
was That's what you needed to say.
It was classic.
You needed to call him chef. and reference yourself mm-hmm. as a chef, and there then make go. A bear reference because you know that
I never watched that damn
but
show.
But you know this guy did because he's a chef.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it was something.
You experienced, I'm sure, what a lot of people experienced
I'm
this
sure.
last weekend. That's a beautiful story.
So when people say don't bring anything.
Yeah, they mean it.
They mean we don't have anywhere to heat it up or cook
it. So bring it in something that's already
done. And don't even expect us to serve it.
Rolls with butter.
Yeah.
That's no, only told. If you're assigned.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
no one exactly. has room for them.
Right.
I mean, it's exactly. just so, it's an art. Oh, gosh, it was funny.
All right, listen, we come back. We're going to Hollywood speak.
All right, let's get at it. We already Hollywood speak Thanksgiving.
Okay, let's play a little bit of this Jennifer Lopez.
Okay.
So, yeah, why she announced on the Friday after Thanksgiving that she's got a new album coming out, it seems like contradictory.
Very much so.
Why do we care? It's bad timing.
It's her first album in 8 years, This Is Me Now. And so it shows like her in her This Is Me Then from 20 years ago.
Okay.
So it's all playing into her being back with Ben Affleck and that this would never happen in a Hollywood movie, the ending that they have.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
But this is a sneak peek from her interview with Zane Lowe from whatever the podcast is that he has talking about this album because, you know, her... Everything on went the because you left on Wednesday, but her Instagram and Twitter everything
went black.
So we knew that this was coming, and everyone knew that it was going to be.
Oh wow! This is how
This Is Me Then
drama?
Because 20 years ago she had This Is Me Then album. 20 years later, This Is Me Now.
Got it.
Okay, so that's what it is. But she, it got lost in the shuffle because it's like a weird time to announce you have a new album.
It's like she buried it, but why would you bury such a big announcement?
Well, because there is Dear Ben Part 2 is one of the songs, which I'm having just cringing just from far, far away.
Dear Ben.
Yeah, and maybe they wanted to bury this a little tiny bit, but here's a little of J-Lo talking about This Is Me Then 20 years ago versus This Is Me Now.
Stop. Oh,
20 years later. Here we go.
This morning, international pop sensation Jennifer Lopez detailing her painful heartbreak years ago after calling off her wedding to former fiance Ben Affleck.
It was so painful after
because it didn't work
we
out.
Broke up. Once we called off that wedding 20 years ago, it was the biggest heartbreak of my life. I honestly felt like I was gonna die.
You're saying that you're feeling lonely,
and it set me on a spiral for the next 18 years where I just was, you know,
couldn't get it right.
Lopez speaking with Zane Lowe, recounting the lasting effects from that past relationship.
My way of surviving was by working more and doing more and hiding that side of myself.
2 decades later, the singer, dancer, and actress is done hiding, sharing new details about her rekindled romance, now calling Affleck by a new title, husband.
Bury me, say yes.
True love does exist.
Yeah, I think that's good. And we did see her for 18. Remember, she dated the backup dancer for the longest time.
Oh, yeah.
And she was very active in dancing, making movies, and never did marry, Rodriguez. And they dated for like 5 years. Rebound married Mark Anthony.
Totally.
So it's kind of interesting, but like the whole album. So just to remind people, This Is Me. For 20 years ago, This Is Me, that hit the market, This Is Me Then, excuse me. And that had the hits, Jenny from the Block.
Right. That was a good one.
All I Have, which was, you'd recognize the song. And she also had Dear Ben, that was in that song. So here's her track list on This Is Me Now.
But when is this album coming out?
It's coming, I don't know when it's coming out. I didn't even pay any attention. Soon, Julia, soon.
All right.
But the first song, This Is Me Now, Be Yours, Mad in Love, Can't Get Enough, Rebound, Dear Ben Part 2. Anyway, it's autobiographical songs.
Sometime in 2023.
I guess it's kind of interesting to hear her speak about how devastating it was because She seemed to move on right away with Mark Anthony. And, you know,
this
was
is what people do.
Don't you remember how shocking it was?
Yeah.
It was super shocking for all because of us. Because like, oh my gosh.
We had the tabloids and we were on the air and stuff. They seemed like they were a forever thing. They seemed crazy about each other.
Right.
But he seemed skittish. Like somehow, I feel like he looked down on her in a way. Like, I don't know.
He was a bigger movie star and she was just kind of flighty.
And I think that we know he's a snobby, snotty man. We've seen him on a red carpet. He's quite rude. He's quite full of himself. And maybe that's how he protects himself.
Sure.
But I could see how falling in love with that guy at the wrong time would be heartbreaking.
And I do remember that eye-opening, the first time we peeked at him when we knew it was over, their Houseboat in Toronto interview that they did live.
Yes.
Which were like,
like with NBC News.
Yeah, and then they broke up shortly thereafter.
Well, because he got busted at the
casino.
The strip club.
The strip club. That
the
was
strip
it.
Club with an
that
escort.
Was it. That was
or
it.
With a dancer, Grant, and some $100 bills.
Be careful. Oh. There's cameras everywhere.
Yeah, and they broke up their wedding 4 days before it was going to happen in Palm Springs.
That would have been...
Remember my fake J-Lo and the pink engagement?
She had the pink diamond ring. Lori had a fake one.
I had a fake one.
She had the blue, too. Didn't she have, like, three?
Yeah, but the pink one was everything.
Yeah, yep.
So, anyway, I mean, I don't know that we've ever heard her be this...
Honest.
...frank about Ben.
And then, to me, it's kind of interesting to say that, too, because then I was kind of lost and wandering around for 18 years. Well, she has kids with Mark Anthony.
Well, I know, but that doesn't matter. She didn't say
anything. They never seem like a fit. They never seem like a fit.
That's just because you're not in love with the, like, I mean, I don't think you have to be that sensitive about children. That
right,
comment.
Fine.
Yeah, not at all.
I am.
Yeah, no.
I always have been.
Yeah, but you're not Jennifer Lopez and no one's going to ask you.
100%.
Okay.
I'm just going to say it. I'm just going to say it.
You're so right. I like that she admitted that she wandered around because it felt like you were like, well, she doesn't have a type.
With Casper the Ghost, she didn't have a type.
Because when you are bouncing, not bouncing around, but like just not really all the way engaged, she's basically telling us she never let herself fall in love again all the way.
And I feel like she just kept herself busy.
Yes.
I mean, she did that blues show, cop show you loved.
Yes.
She had
she worked all the
she
time.
She had all the clothing lines. She had all the videos. She, everything.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Cher wants us to know that her boyfriend, A.E., someone... sent her a message, share what do you like about your new boyfriend? And she actually wrote back. Here's what she wrote. He's kind, smart, hilarious. And then she used lip emoji. We kiss like teenagers.
Super fun.
Mm-hmm. And then she... I know. And then...
kindness is everything.
Yeah. And then she wrote... Another person said, and what else? And she said, I love him because he wasn't afraid. He's kind, hilarious, smart, talented, beautiful. We talk and laugh. And he's 36, and in the end, he came after me till we met in the middle. He's consistent one. I'm the skittish one. We love each other. Ladies, never give up, all in caps. Neither one wanted
to make a long
plane trip to Paris, and then Paris was magic. And then I can't understand what he must say he was different for me. But so that's when they met, when she went to the...
to the ballet in Seattle or whatever. She walked in.
Yeah.
It was Marc Jacobs, yes.
So that's where they met and that he pursued her.
I love that.
Her. So, anyway. So
Go, girl, go.
God, ladies never give up, all in caps. Isn't that great?
That's a great quote.
Yeah. Yeah. So...
keep being you, keep being sexy, and... good for him.
What do you guys think of Dua Lipa sharing a photo of herself with Mick Jagger in a recording studio?
I love it.
Love it.
What does this mean?
Okay, I swear to God, Alison Kaplan's brother is the stylist for Dua Lipa or her manager.
No, it's not Dua Lipa.
Who
is
it?
Doja Cat.
Doja Cat, that's it.
I think it's another one, yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
I knew it was with a D.
It's one of those, I think it's Doja Cat.
I think you're right.
I might be wrong, but I'm pretty sure
it's Doja. I think you're right.
Okay, let's go back to the picture of Dua Lipa and Mick Jagger. Is she doing a song with Mick Jagger like she did with Elton John?
How fun is that?
She would be beautiful for that.
Because I feel like the Stones are doing a new album and maybe they're taking a page from Elton John and going to have some redo one of their classics.
Wonderful.
What if they did Give Me Shelter? and Dua Lipa.
I don't know. I don't know if she could carry that.
I don't know if that, that maybe it's a different song. Maybe Beast of Burden. I don't know.
I can't get no satisfaction.
I was just going to say satisfaction.
Oh, she's a hell of an entertainer.
I love that. And Tanok Huerta confirmed his bulge was edited out of Black Wakanda.
Thank God we know
really?
That.
Yeah,
and look at the time. Look at the
smooth
time.
Smooth man mount.
I'm so delighted that.
For 9 years, a dangerous man terrorized women, breaking into homes and raping his victims before killing a brilliant young scientist in 1998.
The more the victims resisted, the more violent he became.
Then he suddenly stops, leaving police with a lot of clues and one unknown subject.
I'm Paul Wagner. Join me for Unknown Subject, Season 3 of WTOP's American Nightmare podcast series. Search American Nightmare Podcast on all podcast platforms today.